through our programs just here in Boise, we now have 170-ish beds between our programs for folks. And we have them all filled with a significant amount of people waiting to try to get into our programs too. So I think we've done a good job of outreaching to the folks that have been long-term residents of Boise and struggled with homelessness and getting them placed. We do still have a few folks that have been chronically homeless and living in the woods and that kind of stuff that are starting to come out of the woodwork and they're hard to connect with.
What kind of special problems do people who are homeless and veterans have that maybe folks who are just homeless don't face?
So there is some struggle through being a veteran and having gone to war and those kinds of things that make connecting to society and jobs a little more difficult. I also think it leads itself to substance use a little more than the general population that hasn't served due to the psychological struggles of having gone to war. So that creates struggles in maintaining employment, family relations, and those kinds of things when you struggle with emotional regulation. And then if you're struggling with substance abuse, that alienates folks too and end up with not a lot of assistance and help out there. And that's when we come in and try to offer those support services when they've burned their bridges with family and friends. And you can only rely on those folks for so long before they get tired of you leaning on them. And that's where we try to have an open door policy of assisting folks struggling with whatever financial, mental health, substance abuse issues they may have.
You've got the stand down event that offers services and folks can take the services they want and go as far as they want to go.
Yes. And that's my philosophy with the job that we have is the VA provides a lot of opportunities for folks if they want to participate in them. And trying to make it comfortable for them to participate in those programs to get the fullest amount of benefit that they possibly can. And it works fairly effectively most of the time. When you let people feel like they are involved in their own treatment and what they're doing and that they are respected, they move further quicker than they do when I try to dictate how treatment should happen for them. And it's been a transition, I think, over the last 15 years or so of clinicians to start feeling that way and doing that.
Do you have a success story that you can think of?
Well, we've got several, I think. There's a guy that I now consider a pretty good friend who started out struggling with significant substance abuse issues. He came to the VA and needed some detox services, and then he went through a fantastic 3-week inpatient substance abuse program, and he came into sober housing for close to 2 years, and he was able to become the house manager. Now he's got a full-time job. He's doing fantastic and just really took advantage of all the resources that were available to him.